what the Ramban means, that he says, take a look at what he says in the beginning. And then I'm jumping to Osham Osham Hashem Hayadeya Kol Talumos the Imu Aichoto Yani Yani Shem. So the what the Ramban is saying, I think, is that a person thinks in social terms, even if it's a private thing, but he thinks in social terms. So in social terms, it's not known that he was a chota, because it's a suffix. So he doesn't feel that society would look down upon him as a bad person, because there is no known sin. But in the eyes of God, that's Yadea Kol Talumos, so if in fact he did sin, so he's chayev and onesh. So he thinks in terms of social. In terms of social, if the guy was a suffix, if he did, is it? No one knows. No one knows that he's definitely a sinner. So people look at it, even on a private matter, they look at it socially. Socially, he wouldn't be condemned. Because people say, yeah, who knows if he did the same altogether. But if you look at it in terms of the true reality, which is the reality of Yadea Kol Talumos, so then he's in serious trouble, because if in fact he did sin, so then he's chayev and onesh, and he'll never get out of it. So the Ramban is saying that if he thought of it in terms of reality, he would think, well, I may have done it. If I did it, I was chotei kineged Hashem, and now I'm going to go my whole life and I'll die without a kapara. That's the reality. Yeah. But the social thinking is, look, there's no real definite sin here, so I'm not socially embarrassed. Because that's the way people think. So that's what the Ramban is saying. He's thinking socially, because the person thinks socially, and he's going to think that he doesn't need a kapara altogether. Nesha balav sova she'en olav onesh, kilo no da shechata. Why? It made it even tougher. So they should realize that this chait is one that can involve a more serious chait, that is makhish the borei olam. Okay, they're called animals. That's what they're about.
Taking into account the fact that God knows all of these secrets.
Right.
Okay.
So therefore, the Torah was ma'anishim worse. Worse. Because if he was a chatas as bazdanka, and now he has to bring for not knowing a carbon that's mocham.
And when he finds out, it's to bring tachos, though.
When he finds out, it's to bring tachos, yeah. In other words, when it's a suffix, it doesn't carry the guilt that a vaday has. But that's not the important thing for a person to think about. You should think in terms of, was the act done or not? And if the act was done, the Adea Talumos knows. And I'm chayev and onish. And I'll never be able to get out of it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's telling you, therefore the Torah is machmer over here, to show a person that he shouldn't think in terms of his guilt or socially, But he should think in terms of the amitas adavar, klapi shmaya gali. Okay? That's what the Ramban says.
Same
we hold by Nashim Tali, we hold it by Yom Kippur Kumichaber. You could do Chaber for Nashim. You don't have to bring an Nashim Tali if you didn't bring it by Yom Kippur. I'm just wondering if that works.
Right. You mean it's Menachalos? It was Ramzan?
I think he holds it, right? If he knows it's Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring
Nashim
Tali. I think so. You're right, he's a Padre.
So Ashim Talui, if you sign Ashim Yom Kippur is Mechaper for Ashim Talui. Because like Ramban says, it's Yodea Talumos. So the whole Kedushas Yom of Yom Kippur is Yodea Talumos. So if he's Mechaving to that the Yom Kippur should Mechaper for the Chait,
but he doesn't have to bring it.
So he doesn't have to bring Ashim Talui.
That's interesting.
Right, but it's only if you like to this Bechain HaMavad Yom Kippur and Ein Yom Kippur Mechapah. We'll think of the Mishkai Vashem Taloi Avra Lov Yom Kippurim V'hu Mabito HaReza Lo Niskapah Lo Kishnach Tzivshuvach Yom Kippur Mechai V'havi Kol Hashem Taloi
Shechai Kol. That's right. If he's Boi B'yom, what is it?
Yom Kippur, yeah. If he's Boi Yom Kippur, then he's still Chav Hashem Taloi.
That's right.
Just so you accept the Yom.
Because there's no, the Yom has nothing to do with Yodei Talumos.
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah, so we're talking about Ashim Tolui. Because Rashi says, he gives the classical case of Ashim Tolui, is that Chela v'shumun lefonav u'kesova shashtayan heter. But in the case of Shogeg, he has Chela v'shumun, and he knows one is Chela and one is Shumun. So he has concern, he has a certain knowledge, a certain supervision on the case. And then he ate, but by mistake, he ate the Yechelov. But over here, there's no supervision at all. He doesn't even know, he thought they both the Heter.
That sounds better.
What do you mean that sounds better?
There was no reason for him to act with any concern. He thought both pieces were Heter. In the other case, he knew he
no, but why did he think both pieces of Heter? Because he didn't take the trouble to find out.
It was negligent.
One definitely was.
It's negligence.
It was a chilazer.
So that's why Safek could be worse than Vada. In other words, in Rashi's example, he hasn't, in Rashi's case, he hasn't even identified the Dover also.
Right.
In the case where he's Bishogeg, the regular Shogeg case, he identified the Dover Asa. The only thing is that he made a mistake in grabbing the wrong thing. But over here, he hasn't even identified the Dover Asa.
Yeah. Right.
So it's total negligence. So therefore, you could say that could be the reason why the Torah is machmer on him more in the case of the Ashim Tolui. Than in the regular case of Chattas.
Okay. Sure. Ramam and Mishkaros Hebal.
What is that?
It's about Ishto Shlubishas Vesta, Vara, Stam, Ezatashma, Sharila, Batur, Mikarma Chattas. Mishazekoni Suvaina Shogi. Sheshogi, Hayil, Livdoku, Dakti, Ilu Baldak, Yafa Yafa, the Dictate Vishelos, Lohayabali de Shkaga.
The limud is mashma that because of Yom Kippur, it's the Fnei Hashem to Torah. So the only thing that, so a thing that only Hashem knows and nobody else knows, is part of the relationship. That's exclusively included. That's definitely included in the he's related to God as the Yodea Talumos. So that's why if nobody else knows, so that has a special reach in Yom Kippur. Let me think about it. I don't have a defined word.